I think that's a fatal error. And by fatal, I mean it will lead to the death of a meaningful confession of Lutheranism within a generation or two. And, you know, people do it with the excuse, well, we can't use these old words. This is old language. This doesn't speak to the modern questions. This doesn't speak to the heart of modern man. We need to use something new. Or they say, well, I teach the content. You know, the content I teach is the same. That is, I teach what the Catechism teaches, but I don't require even the younger people to become so familiar with it that they learn it by heart. I think that's a dreadful mistake. That's out of character with what the Lutheran Church has always done since the inception of the Church of the Augsburg Confession, where sermons on the Catechism were featured regularly throughout the year. People were very familiar with it, and particularly today when in our hymnal we have the Small Catechism printed out, we have the Small Catechism available in every format. There's simply no excuse not to be familiar with it. And the more familiar you are with it, the more you are going to cherish it. So that's a nice way of saying what I'm thinking. Now I'll be more blunt. It is a horrendous act of pastoral malpractice to deprive the congregation of the content of the Small Catechism. It is malpractice, it's malfeasance, and anybody who does that, in my opinion, should be chased out of town, as Luther suggests, and as he puts it very bluntly, dog poop should be thrown at him. Those are Luther's words, not mine. If people want to write or call in and be outraged, just read the Catechism, you'll see what I mean.